Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Let's welcome in Dan Dibley and Larry Kruger.
Yeah.
It is the crossover, and coming up in 10 minutes, we've got What's Bugging You, sponsored by Atco Pest Control.
What's bugging you, Larry?
Yeah, I'll start with Larry. Warriors going to make a run here? We haven't seen you in forever, so it's a new question for you.
You look good.
I think they...
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
You got to usually turn it on.
Clean up an aisle, Larry.
Yeah, it starts with on.
There you go.
You should be good now.
All right.
Take a muff, too, while you're at it. Muff, yeah.
Thank you.
I got you.
Thank you for that. Thanks for sharing your muff.
No problem. I got an extra. You know, I'm that guy. I'm rolling with dual muffs and one at home.
I think the Warriors are already making a run. What I mean, come on.
Yeah,
they're killing it on the road.
Man.
Last night was kind of interesting. The Laker game was about as good as they can play. But, yeah. Warriors are making a run.
Yeah.
Are we getting into the what's bugging us right now?
No, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll
there, Larry's
we'll
ready.
Yeah, homework, Larry. Let's go.
Relax, Larry.
Speaking of road wins, did you win that bet?
Yeah, 25
games.
Yep.
And so you got the win?
Yeah, I got the win, but
man.
I also got the AL. I had Sacramento, Larry, outdoing their win total last year, which was 49. And
needed 50?
Yeah, no, I needed 48.
I needed
49.
You needed 49.
And
gotcha.
When they lost Monk, that was over. They're struggling, and path of least resistance.
Wow.
What Warrior fan does not want the Kings first, Larry?
Oh, without Monk, you gotta demand the Kings. I'm sending a town car for the entire Kings team.
2 months ago, I would have thought that you would have won the Kings bet and lost the Warrior road win.
We were talking about it, no doubt about it.
That's almost a bad beat for you on the split.
I think the Warriors went 17-3 on the road their last 20
games. Wow, is that a fact?
Something
like that. Wow.
Yeah. 17-4, I think, in the last 21.
On the road.
Actually, you know what's funny is that's one I can take. Like, I can take that.
I got you.
Like, in a weird way. It's like, are you kidding? The bet was such a lock that...
Dude.
Once they got to of course, he got the numbers confused halfway through the year, and we made the bet initially, it was 24.
I was here for that, yeah.
The original bet was 25, and then Goo does what he always does. He said, no, 24, and I was like, fine, 24, I don't care. It's still,
but it had to be over 24. I think it was during the crossover, and we agreed that 24 and a half would be the number.
But Warriors are 17-4 in their last 21.
Then halfway through the year, Guru... inexplicably started saying, yeah, I don't know if they're going to get to 25. And I remember looking at Evan like he doesn't even know.
Oh, boy, you guys.
I said 24. And so we went 25 for the last 2 months. And then before last night's game,
yeah,
I said,
I get a text.
I concede.
Yeah.
Even if they lose tonight, you win the bet. Because it was originally 24. And in the spirit of the bet, you won the bet.
Yeah. Right.
You
right.
won the bet.
All right. I want to ask Larry and Dibs this.
God, I hate that.
I'm going to go Dr. Phil on both of you.
Okay.
And if I can get out of here, Larry, on a payday Friday with your Dr. Phil before we leave. Can you give it to me now, sir?
No, that's my Trent Baalke.
You're a disgusting fat pig, and you got to push away from the table. Don't be counting calories and asking about carbohydrates. Push that's away from the table.
Larry, I didn't know you had that, in is, you.
I heard that, man. So boy, funny. That boy's talented. Like that? About the home record.
I could go into my Trent Baalke if I... If I need to, I'll go into my trampoline.
And Guru can get into his Mock Rivers.
Well, hey, is that my... Yeah, oh, boy.
No, that was great.
No, that was bad.
What's wrong with your Bucks over there, Mock?
I just beat the Celts.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Hey, I'm nervous. I can't top that after
Cut the lead
Dr.
to 14.
Field. Yeah. Randy, no, after yeah. Dr. Field, I have nothing. But are we so sure? Here I go. We want that play-in game at Chase with whatever reason why they're at home. Record is kind of funky.
No, regular season playoffs, totally different. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's awesome what they're doing on the road and what they've done on the road this year. What is it, fifth or sixth best road record in the history of the franchise? Awesome. But come on.
That was a talking
playoff,
point last night.
Playoff basketball you want to
okay, know, all right.
Right? Come on.
But you want the eight so that you can have the cushion. Two bites of the apple, life. As Steve Kerr was saying. So there's a chance you get the eight, you win both these games, and the Kings can have a hiccup. The Kings have, what, Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
Among the two opponents, and Phoenix is still playing to secure the six. So
is New Orleans, Dibs. They're going to come in there hungry.
They are scary, too. And Larry and I will get more into this. We're doing preview radio today because kind of agree that this game is the biggest game of the year.
No doubt about
it. It's game 81, the penultimate game, as Steiny will want to declare. The second to last is what penultimate means for those of you who scored poorly on the SAT so many years ago.
Look, you can learn by this show. You can you listen to Dibs, you can Clayton. Learn. You really learn.
I try
something.
To craft a little bit with the vocab when I can. You know, when I'm in the big chair, when I'm driving the bus like I will be today. But New Orleans scares me, not only because of last night, but when you look at what they did last night without Ingram, and
no
they
doubt.
Won't have Ingram again, but the team is dangerous.
And Zion's playing the best basketball he's ever played.
I do think that because the Warriors have gone, what is it, 9 of 10?
Yeah.
They've won. Because they've gone on that run, now you have the right to start thinking about, can we avoid Denver? Because that, to
That's
me,
the
is
route.
The next
oh my gosh.
Step.
Shoot.
If you get to 8, it gives you a shot at getting into the tourney at 7.
Right.
Which would avoid Denver. If you get into the, just to, a lot of people still don't understand how this works because it's a little different. But if, you know, obviously if the Warriors lose like at Phoenix or at New Orleans in the first play-in, that means they've got to win to get 8.
And that's Denver.
So if they lose their first play-in, assuming they get to 8, then they will not avoid the Denver Nuggets. They will, assuming the Nuggets finish first.
And then they're going home. They're going home against Denver.
They're so good.
Well, we asked Bobby Fitz yesterday.
I missed the finish.
Hey, Bob, anybody beating Denver? And he goes, no. I mean, it's one word, Bobby Fitz. And this from a guy who's
right. He's smart.
Well, but he normally would see the glass half full when it comes to everything, but he kept it a buck, Denver. As the kids would say. Nobody's beating Denver.
I got
to
go down
in the West. Yeah.
I agree. You know what's interesting to me is that Kerr has done an incredible sell job to his players. You can hear it every time they're interviewed, whether it be a sideline thing or a radio interview. He's sold them that they are good enough and can make a run. But I think we all agree. They got to miss Denver. They got to somehow not face Denver.
Although couple guys on the show, Shasky and they were suggesting.
Oh yeah,
it was an
and
interesting
caller.
Was that watching how you know they looked gassed against the Lakers? Do they have a better shot right off the bat against Denver because the playoffs will have just been starting? My feeling is if that's what you're worried about,
you're done.
You're probably not going to win after Denver.
It ain't about stamina, Larry. It's about Jokic. Well,
and also, wouldn't you be as an older team more gassed knowing that you've had to play everybody? Steph and Larry and I talked about this in the green room, as Goo would say. Steph is looking a little fatigued.
Oh, there's no
doubt. Even he had the game off an 8-22 last night.
Nope.
And he's not, I mean, he's trying hard, but he doesn't have that same freshness.
And I'm hoping he gets it by next week, or do you think?
We got in the fourth quarter.
Well, he did.
You got to give him that.
Yeah. Couple of splashes,
but Portland. That was a offensive offense.
Yeah,
like good God, these guys get into sight of them.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Four.
Terrible.
How many air balls?
And yet, you know, 6 minutes to go, Portland's up three, and I'm watching it, watching it on my phone, because the wife's supper had command of the big screen.
Boy, I'm fine.
I'm on the phone, and I'm watching. I'm going, oh my God, this is like, this is an uncomfortable watch right now.
What'd you make of Kuminga?
I thought he played a little out of control. And Larry and I are going to talk about Kuminga.
I love the way Kuminga's playing. I love it. I mean, absolutely. I could not envision that Kuminga could be playing this way, where he's attacking and making the right basketball play and still staying aggressive, but still looking for, you know, the best shot. The drives to the hoop with the quick dump off, instead of getting an offensive foul or just, you know,
because his handles aren't A1. You know what I mean? It's like,
right, but his energy and his speed going to the hole is unparalleled. And then if he can find Trayce Jackson-Davis or whomever for a little bunny, I mean, that's to me, that's what I want.
I thought last night he was going to the hole a little bit out of control.
Man.
As I go Dr. Seuss on you. To the hole, out of control, too many times, especially in that fourth quarter where I was looking for him to maybe allow Steph to be a part of the offense, and then Steph started to initiate a couple of great dive cuts from Kevon Looney that I thought changed the tenor of that game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Steiny used the word like he was frustrated. I don't want to speak for you, but I felt that. Something was up, and he's probable tonight because he took a fall. Questionable,
yeah.
Kuminga is. Okay, wow.
GP2 fell on his pelvis last night.
Yeah.
He did take a hard fall.
On the pelvis.
Yes. The one thing I was thinking about last night watching the game is, like, all year we've talked about, is Clay coming back? Or would they ever think of moving Kuminga? Or what do you do with Wiggins? And we never got around to Looney. Like, his future is very much in doubt. And after you see him play a game like last night where he clearly helps you win. So he's under contract next year for $8 million.
Correct.
Looney. But they can waive him. He's still guaranteed three.
I thought it was two, but yeah, three sounds right.
So if he comes back, he's coming back at $8 million. And you wonder, I mean, I get it. You'd say, why wouldn't you bring him back? But if you get into an off season where you're really looking at the cap and you're starting to look at Gary Payton II making nine and Looney making eight and Kuminga making seven and Moody making six, all bets are kind of off with Looney in terms of moving forward with his team. And it's just like, man, vintage Looney, like, nobody thought about the fact that his future's in doubt too, because he's just Kevon Looney.
And it's just a cap thing. You know what I mean?
No,
it's like, if it wasn't a cap thing, it wouldn't even be a thing. What jumped out to me was last night was, what can the Warriors get out of their combo five going forward? Because if they can get anything close to what they got last night, that's going to be a major thing.
And who, when you say combo, TJD and
Looney.
I mean, the problem is
more Green.
Yeah, it's going to be Green. Yeah.
Looney's not really in the rotation, except out of necessity. And I've been saying for weeks or months, Steiny, that I didn't think that Looney would be back, because not only because of the number, but the game has kind of passed him by. And I mean that literally in terms of the speed of all these players. The way he plays doesn't fit often enough with the current NBA, but just hearing you talk about the $3 million guarantee, I could see him waving Kevon and saying, you know, if you want to go out there and find a better offer, please do. If not, we'll give you 3 and 12.
And
we'll get you, you know, or maybe it's 3 and 15. We'll get you 4, 5, and 6. And that third year will be, again, not fully guaranteed, but because Kevon's the kind of guy you want to have around as
your
10th man, 11th man.
But if he still thinks he can give more, no shade to TJD because he's taken off. If I'm Looney and my pride kicks in, I'm like, hey, Joe, let me go see if I can continue what I used to do for you all. I'm not ready to sit here and watch this youngster take my minutes.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit
Union. He's a warrior, you know, a homegrown warrior out of UCLA, and though it was bad to see him take one off the noggin last night without looking, and that was kind
of... It was almost a turnover. That was the best part.
I mean that dude, was not a, never was a good look. Game.
But today, and I get it, let's just call him your third center right now. But the reason why it's tricky is because, okay, you're planning on moving forward with Trayce Jackson-Davis. Yeah. That's fine. Still a young player. And as Draymond gets older, you probably want him to play less and less five. So I think there's
unless he can be that 3-point sniper that he was
in the first half.
I'm just saying, like, as far as third centers go, like, Looney's great because he's perfect on a night like last night. No Draymond.
Yeah,
and so now he becomes your backup center, and he's just solid. Like I get it. He might not be the player he was, but he still does not hurt you when he's out there.
28 years old, Stoney.
He knows.
But
He's an old 28.
Okay.
He just is.
His body's old. Yeah. But he also gives you insurance against Green going off the deep end.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Which seemingly happens all the time.
What if that wouldn't have happened? What would the Warriors' win total be at now? Just woulda, coulda, shoulda, Larry.
Well, and not only that, look at the Warriors' record in games decided by under 4.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No.
It's like 4-10 or 4-12 or something.
About to get good, y'all.
All right. Let's get into it. It's the What's Bugging You segment sponsored by ATCO Pest Control for all your exterminating needs and then some. I'll start.
All right. Go ahead.
My mom has a saying. Maddie. She calls me Maddie sometimes.
You're really painting a nice picture here.
She's a lovely woman.
I'm good.
Mary.
How are things going? I don't know, man. Maddie, you're exactly where you need to be.
Stay where your feet are.
Yeah.
And that kind of
Warrior fans, Jonathan Kuminga is exactly where he needs to be. He's 21 years old. He's playing 20 minutes a night for a team that's got championship aspirations. He's going to be a really good player down the line. Let's not rush. Let's not give him too much. Let's not anoint him a superstar. He's got a lot of potential. Got a chance to be a real good player, but he's got to be given more time. Stop just saying Kuminga 30, 35 minutes a game, because that might not be right now what's best for the Warriors. He's exactly where he needs to be. If he plays the way they want him to play, he will have an important role on this team the rest of the season. It may be off the bench, but it'll still be an important role that they really, really need. So let's just take our time with Jonathan Kuminga.
So who's bugging you? The Warrior fans who are clamoring for the 35
Uncle Looney
minutes?
On the YouTube
okay,
channel.
Good. Yeah.
No, just the
it's
ones
the
that
fans
are just,
who
the
are,
thank you,
the fans,
yeah,
who the fans who are clamoring
yeah.
for.
Fans who are clamoring.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, we hear you.
There it is.
Good.
I'll go second.
Let's go, Larry.
What's bugging you, Larry?
I can't listen to one more freaking minute of these know-it-all idiots who Kerr can't coach. Kerr's an idiot. Kerr, he's one of the most accomplished coaches. Coaching in the NBA is not about X's and O's. It's about bringing a group of highly paid, maybe egotistical in some cases, guys who are getting gassed up by their friends every night in their ear, and bringing that group from Halloween to nearly the 4th of July and keeping the thing together. Here we are. It's April. How many people are like, Kerr sucks, Kerr's got to go, Kerr's not doing it, Kerr, 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 Kerr. Here we are. It's April 12th. Playoffs are about to start. Clay's revved up. Draymond's ready. If Curry's rested, we know Curry's ready. Kuminga's moving. You know, I mean, they've got, he's got options. He's brought the whole group along. The vibe is really, really good. I can't listen anymore to Kerr's an idiot.
I'm with
I'll
you.
I'll second that.
Yeah. I'll third that. Plus, we gave him an A-minus yesterday.
Yeah, we referenced the A-minus. Yeah. And I think
I questioned him at times, Larry, this season.
It's fine to question. Yeah, it's no a long doubt, year. You wouldn't be doing your job if you didn't question. That's what we do here. Yeah. We talk about it and stir it up a little bit. But come on. Yeah. At some point, you gotta hit the brakes and give the guy his resume.
Yeah.
And just understand that NBA basketball is not all about X's and O's. Right. It's about managing the group and managing the egos. And they're ready. They're primed.
It's probably the least about X's and O's in the major three sports. I mean, baseball, you don't have as much X's and O's. Truly, each individual has to have his own game plan at the plate. But football is pure X's and O's. Wow. And yeah, you manage egos, but you've got the position coaches who do that as much, if not more, than Kyle Shanahan. And the way you laid that out, Larry, was perfect, because you go from October to almost the 4th of July, and you've got to navigate this day in and day out, playing time, touches, shots, and all the rest of it. It's different.
Draymond Green, roundhouses on Nurkic, and all kinds of
things. What about Coach Dennis' death? You had a death in the family. I mean, think about that.
That's another thing,
The group. I mean, it's a small traveling party, and let's be honest, the Warriors won the last title over the Celtics partly because other teams fractured along the way. What year under Kerr's regime had the Warriors fractured? Maybe you could argue the final KD year, but for the most part, they stay together.
I think last year they fractured.
Yeah. Thought they fractured last year?
They fractured. Jordan Poole went into mode because he got his face caved in by a teammate.
Almost fractured.
Andrew Wiggins went on a 41-game sabbatical for personal reasons, serious reasons, but that didn't go a long way toward engendering a lot of support from his teammates. Last year, I think, was fractured. Klay was hunting a shot and hunting a contract. A
couple team meetings.
Steph threw his mouthpiece.
Kerr kind of admitted it right at the end of the year. Not that they fractured, but that he could have been better.
Yeah, for sure.
Go. I mean this, and I'm like a stick shifter.
You're going to use the one from earlier,
No,
right?
I'm not. No. This is a real one. So take my Warrior Alliance away. I am as neutral on this take as I've ever been in anything in sports. And I've talked to myself a lot, and it's been a great conversation. But if you guys, you basketball heads, do not know the fact that the referees are swallowing the whistle, and James Harden doesn't need me to defend him, but he's been a total failure in the playoffs in years past. And the biggest reason is the refs trick him. Or they say, you know what, we're not doing what we used to do when you score all day in the regular season. I'm telling you all, the basketball I'm watching, it is up for grabs with the amount of non-calls they're not calling, and it's bugging me because some of these fouls are egregious, and to everybody's credit, they're still playing. It's odd and weird, but it's equalized the playing field, the court, to me. If you're going to continue this, it's become like prison ball, and Curry never gets a whistle. That's just me. I feel like he gives the Warriors a chance. Larry, they are letting everything go. We might see some upsets here to where Luka, I can get to the line. I got the ref. He'll fall. They're not calling that stuff, and I just want to know now, and I won't, if it's going to continue start next Wednesday. It has changed.
Yeah, it's about consistency for me. I can ref it any way you want. Just be consistent. But I totally am with you on the Curry. For a megastar.
Oh, the star that you listed.
For a star like this to not get the kinds of calls that the other elite stars get is baffling. And it's baffling to me. And we see it regularly.
Yeah. Pretty understandable.
It's completely understandable the way the few times, the infrequency with which he goes to the hoop, and the way he attacks the basket. He attacks it away from contact, using the teardrop, the flip, the scoop, the baby hook. He doesn't go in and take the body.
So it's not like Kyrie, you're saying?
No, it's not like a lot of these superstars. And I don't want to get all of the Dub Nation down my road, but all y'all are a bunch of crybabies, including the two guys I'm looking at right now.
Well, what about my...
And for the radio audience, I'm not looking at tonight.
Is this your what's bugging you?
No, it's not what's bugging me.
Go ahead, get to it. Because I think this is going to affect the playoffs if they continue to...
I like the way they're officiating it because enough of the free throw and enough of guys like Harden and Luka with the pump and chuck and throw it at the rim, play basketball. You know what's bugging me, guys?
What?
Is all of these D-bags and D-bagettes on their motorized scooters and their e-bikes on the sidewalk.
What's going on with that?
Get your ass in the street.
I don't know.
We have
a brand new
series of bike lanes here in San Francisco, in the city and county of San Francisco, as the late, well, I don't think he's late, but as the great Willie Brown would say, you don't belong on the sidewalk. It's illegal for you to be on the sidewalk with your little e-scooter and your e-bike. Memo to DoorDasher and food delivery guy on your big brawny motorcycle looking e-bike, get in the street.
Wow.
You don't belong on the sidewalk. And I'll tell you what, we should be allowed to throw a high elbow 1970s hockey style and knock these fools off their scooter when I'm trying to walk as a pedestrian on the sidewalk.
Well, I know how big of a wrestling fan you are. You know what would work great on it would be the Lariat Hansen clothesline.
Who the hell is that,
there
Larry?
You go.
Stand I have no idea.
He used to put,
Silver dollars right here, and he would,
Dibs, isn't that a little bit of an old man take? So you're being terrorized
by
people.
Oh, not Larry. Being terrorized.
You know, if I see somebody whiz by me on the street, I'm like, hey, where to go, man? Where to go?
Wow,
I don't care if you're on the sidewalk. I don't care if you're doing wheelies. I mean, does that really bug you?
It bugs
me. That's a little
because,
bit of an old man take.
No. It's not an old man take at
Larry.
All. If it was an old man take, I'd take my cane and I would stick it out in front of them.
But are you being terrorized by these people?
I'm being annoyed, Larry. I'm being annoyed.
Right. It's the what's bugging you segment.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they certainly
should. Is it downtown? Because it's not, I don't, it's not,
right
it's not neighborhood. It's all downtown.
Walk down Kearney Street.
Yeah, I agree.
I was always on the street when I do it.
I've actually noticed that too.
Remember, I was riding.
Really, it's the food delivery guy on the, it's basically a motorcycle. These souped up e-bikes with their big giant cooler on the back.
Wow.
Get in the street.
Larry's an old man take.
I like a guy who's going fast on the street. You know what I mean?
This guy hasn't left Walnut Creek since 2020.
It makes it a little more dicey as you're walking down the street. I kind of like it.
Walking down the street.
D-Lou said Uncle Looney's getting too much run. So we got
who is?
Uncle Looney today.
Oh, okay. D-Lou. Who said that?
D-Lou.
Oh,
yeah, a little jealous.
Well, he's not the boss.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
We'll be listening.
Biggest game of the year tonight, and these guys have it all for you on 95.7 The Game.
I love the young people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.